At Kroger, we work with local farms right in our own backyard to bring you food that's fresher than fresh. From homegrown watermelon that makes your mouth water to crisp corn picked right around the corner. Come pick out some yourself, because shopping for local produce should be as easy as shopping at your local Kroger. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You can save an extra $10 when you spend $40 or more on a great selection of participating items. Just look for the signs and save at Kroger.
I chose the University of St. Thomas ABSN program because I want to be part of that holistic treatment approach, treating the mind, body, and spirit, which is one of the things that the University of St. Thomas focuses on. That's the type of nurse that I want to be, and that was a major drawing factor. It's a 12-month program, which is almost unheard of. They're packing a four-year degree into 1 year, and it gets you on that path to being a nurse and helping people and helping you achieve your dream.
Our accelerated nursing program offers two admission paths, transfer and second degree. To learn more, search ABSN at UST.
Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray, Father. I just ask for any sister that's listening today that these teachings really give her clarity on when your Holy Spirit is pricking her and trying to let her know that she needs to fight for a loved one, and that she really sees past the flesh and sees to the Spirit. Ask all these prayers, you Father, send Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 and the book of Amos and talking about times of judgment and how dangerous they can get and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly. But understanding that once you do, you're going to be persecuted, and you can understand patterns of persecution much better when you understand Bible prophecy, and because they just kind of play out on a smaller scale in your own personal life. So going through the book of Revelation chapter 11, talking about the two witnesses and how they get persecuted, and what they go through, and understanding how that can pertain to your trials, okay? I want to explain something that I mentioned the other day in the previous podcast, this verse 11 where it says, after 3.5 days, the Spirit of life entered into them, speaking of the two witnesses, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them, which saw them. And how this is the time, okay, when the Lord moves, okay, and they have this revelation of the Father, okay, and their eyes are open to eternity, that this is the time to move, okay. I want to explain something, because I see this so often where I talk to people and they say they've got someone that they're praying for, okay, and that they're warring for their souls, a loved one, a sister, a daughter, okay, just somebody that they love, okay, and they're fighting for their salvation. And then they comfort themselves falsely, in all honesty. They say, well, you know, they were reading their Bible, or they said this about, you know, the Lord, okay, or they mentioned this, they said something like this, okay. It's really, but when you really talk to the person, you find out that their life has not been transformed, okay. This is 1 John, he that sinneth is not born of God. If you don't see someone, okay, gripped by the Holy Spirit and convicted repeatedly by the Holy Spirit, where they're not able to continually sin, once again, that's 1 John, okay, he that sinneth is not born of God, okay. And there's not real repentance taking place. And I'm not talking about man-made repentance, because you can do that. I'm going to turn this around. I'm going to do that. No, I'm talking about it's of the Holy Spirit, okay? And it's constant and it's permanent. And it's like a grain of mustard seed where it starts small and it increases. And you see a real change in their life, okay? They're not saved, okay? You need to keep fighting, because Satan can very easily help them pretend, even for themselves, and deceive themselves. The Pharisees are an excellent example of that. They talked all the time, okay, and they were Jesus said sevenfold a child of hell, okay, and that's why you need to war with the Lord, okay, and partner with the Holy Spirit, because for moments like this, which is why this is honestly part of these teachings, this is the whole point, okay, is because he's gonna do something to this country, and it's gonna be something. He's gonna make a example of it in front of the whole world. He does this. He raises things up and lets them get really big and proud and boastful so he can knock them down and everybody can fear. And that's what the United States is going to be. Praise God. Please do not love this country. Love the New Jerusalem and love, okay, and love things that bear fruit and respect the Father, but don't love the United States, okay? It is disrespectful and it blasphemes God, okay? And it's teaching the whole world how to sin. Do not be connected to it, because it is completely set to fall flat on its face, okay? And that's the time, okay? And you can see the warning signs right now, okay? It's already starting to happen, but it is not hit anywhere near its fullness, okay? A lot of people are like, you know, this is it, and it's not. It's just starting, okay? This is warning signs to help the church wake up. But if you partner with the Holy Spirit and prepare yourself, this is a great time, okay, to go after your loved ones, okay, that are not saved, because they're going to find out that they have a problem with the Lord. And that's when their eyes can be opened. And it's not going to be just you trying to convince them and you trying to talk to them. You can just sit back and wait for the power of God to move. And then he does. And then boom. Okay. You walk in the Spirit and you go after them and you tell them the truth. Okay. And then just another verse, okay, that explains this again. This is John chapter 3, verse 27. And John answered, this is the John the Baptist speaking to people. John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven, okay? So this is the time where someone can be given a revelation, a real revelation of eternal life and eternal damnation from heaven, okay, directly from God. And it's very easy, very, very, very easy to get someone truly and really saved at this point. Okay, so get yourself ready, okay, and prepare for it and get ready to fight. I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask any sister that's starting her day that she humbles her heart and understands that she needs to read her KJV Bible from cover to cover when she's done. Read it again so that she can understand all these things and bear fruit for your glory. Thank you so much, Father. Ask all these prayers you place in Jesus' name. Amen.
At Premier High School, we are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal. At Premier High School, we are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal.